One of your priority bills this year is, I believe, on its way to the Missouri House.
That is correct. That's Senate Bill 881, which deals with license plates, and this will create an exemption in Missouri code for Medal of Honor winners here in the state of Missouri. Currently, to get a Medal of Honor plate, which we have, costs you $30, and that was a small bill that we did to acknowledge the sacrifices that some of our veterans have made as recipients of the Medal of Honor, and we've gotten rid of that fee. So it's a small bill, but I think that in spite of its small fiscal note, because we only have a couple of Medal of Honor winners here that are residents of the state of Missouri, it's a good message that we can send that we're supportive of our veterans and we're looking for ways to make their lives just a little bit easier after they have sacrificed so much for us. So that was something that I was happy to be the sponsor for. It'll also open the door for veterans who are disabled to be able to get additional plates for additional vehicles. So again, the impact may be practically smaller than some of the other measures we've looked at, but I think the message and the tone that it says in support of our veterans is fantastic, and I was happy to do that. I'm sure it'll move quickly through the House.
Also, your Senate Bill 617, which is the major tax cut package, I believe, is moving closer to floor time.
Well, that's the big one. That's the Missouri Economic Relief Act, Senate Bill 617. That's the tax cut bill. So what we're doing here, if we can get something like that move through the body, that would be the largest tax cut in the history of Missouri. And what you're seeing here is a number of states across the country that are reducing the income tax burdens. And if you just look at what's being cut away from the income tax, it's over $1 billion annually when it's fully implemented. Now, we're paying for that in a lot of different ways so that we don't end up in the same kind of situation that Kansas was in a few years ago, with a lot of revenue mechanisms that will balance the equation out and introduce new revenue mechanisms so that we don't have a gap in our short-term spending bills. For example, we're adjusting some of the exemptions that individuals and businesses can take and lessening those. So we're really simplifying the code and translating that simplification into income tax cuts for everybody. So if passed, current version of the bill, the income tax rate in Missouri would drop from 5.9% all the way down to less than 4.5% in its current format. So this is a big step forward. And as I've said over and over, this is the best thing that we can do to get Missouri growing, similar to the way states like Texas and Florida and Tennessee, you know, some of the fastest growing states in the country don't have an income tax. And the more we can move towards that model of collecting revenues to spend on state priorities, the more people are going to be interested to moving to this state, starting businesses here, raising families here. So I'm excited to see this bill come to the floor. Certainly, I expect it to be a robust debate, but we're getting real close.
There are, I think, one, maybe two similar bills out there. Have those been combined with yours?
They have. Senator Koenig and Senator Onder both had bills dealing with income taxes. They've combined the aspects of those bills into Senate Bill 617. In fact, the governor also had a proposal that was in the Senate. Some of the elements of his proposal have made it into my bill. Now, I would tell you, we're on version 22 of my bill. So this is something that has gotten an extensive amount of vetting in the chamber, in the community, in the public realm. And I'm excited that here we are going to about to see the culmination of about a half a year's effort to find the right way, a reasonable, thoughtful way to reduce the income tax burden on Missourians. I think we've got it.